You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
With another installment of This Is The New Shit. Mike, are you there?
Hey, Shane, I'm here. How are you doing this week?
Dude, I'm very well. What did you have for lunch today?
I just had some salad for lunch today. I was going to go with a different interesting fact. Guess what I bought this weekend?
What did you buy?
I am now the owner of a male romper.
A male romper?
Yeah. You know, like one-piece jumpsuit, except it's shorts.
Yes, I know what a romper is. So describe this romper for me, Mike.
Okay, so it's black, obviously. I mean, I've got to stick to my roots. It's black. And it's got palm trees and flamingos on it. And it's beautiful for a nice summer day.
There you go. I love that. I love that. Yes, very summery. No. And salad is a good choice for lunch, Mike. You know, the chimichangas last week, that's, you know, a little fattening. I think the salad is a good choice. This is going really, really well. So we've got some new music this week. Are you excited about this week? How do you feel?
You know, honestly, I'm not as excited this week as I was last week. I think this is still going to be a great week. I was actually surprised by waking up and seeing that something was releasing on Friday this morning I forgot about. So I actually changed up our list from what we talked about earlier.
And okay.
You're going to have a little surprise in here.
Oh, well, I love surprises. So last week's record, the most anticipated, was Scotland's Biffy Clyro. Now, did you get a chance to dive into that record, and what are your thoughts? Did it live up to the hype?
I dived into it probably three times all the way through. Overall, yep. I did enjoy the album. It's a fun record. It's something that I would put on kind of while I'm working, writing emails and the like, just because... It's really good background music that's kind of calming, and it's just fun in that way.
That's interesting. I actually really like the record, and I found sort of not background music-y at all. Like, that intro right away, like, that record just grabs me, and it didn't let me go. There's a track in the middle of the record that's called, like, Space or something, and that just, I was, like, all in, man. And I thought the record was really, really... lived up to the hype. So yeah, I've been listening to it a lot.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I was thrown for a bit of a loop more by Within Destruction. That album just grabbed me right from the get-go. And it might just be because I had more time with it. But don't get me wrong. I did like the new Biffy Clyro album a lot still.
There you go. All right. Well, let's dive in to this week's top five. Ready, Mike?
Oh, I'm ready. Are you ready?
All right. Oh, I'm ready. Number five.
All right. So number five is a band out of Vancouver, Canada.
Oh, okay. I like it already.
They are called Unleash the Archers, and they are a power metal band. How much do you know about power metal, Shane?
Well, I own a couple Stradivarius albums. I know some power metal. I wouldn't say that it's, you know, my first go-to. Like when I open my Spotify, it isn't suggesting any power metal bands, but... You know, back in the day, I could get down. I could get down with with some metal of the power variety.
So for our listeners that probably aren't as attuned to what power metal is, power metal is a type of metal mainly focused on kind of fast guitar riffs, things along those lines, and singing about kind of the more fantasy aspects of the world rather than singing about emotional trauma, what's going on, whatever. They sing about dragons and knights and all this kind of fun stuff.
Yeah, it would be like, it's very Game of Thrones, Lord of the Ringsy metal.
Yep, exactly. If you like Tolkien and you like metal and you've somehow not found power metal out, this is right up your alley.
Hobbitcore,
there we go. So Unleash the Archers are releasing their new album, Abyss. They've put out two singles so far. Honestly, when I listen to power metal, I listen to whole albums. I don't really like listening to singles because with the whole fantasy aspect and everything like that, the album's supposed to be telling a story, right?
Right. Well, you got to go on a very long walk for at least 3 hours in these movies.
Exactly.
Right? That's what they do. So this is the musical equivalent of that.
Exactly. And as somebody who's always kind of liked albums and enjoyed listening that way, I really like this style of music for that. So I'm pretty excited to listen to this full album.
All right. Okay. That was Unleash the Archers. All right. Number four.
So number four, we've got, I'm pretty sure this is out of the UK, but this is this new band called Kill the Lights. And I say new band. They're not necessarily a new band. They're actually a super group. They have the previous drummer from Bullet for My Valentine. I believe the vocalist from Throw the Fight. And then the guitarist and bassist are from like Still Remains and Threat Signals, I want to say.
Oh, okay. So they're going international. International supergroup.
Exactly. They're a really eclectic group where, I mean, so I call them metalcore, right? Based on what I heard from the singles, they're kind of around like third album Bullet for My Valentine, where they haven't gone straight up booty rock, but it's not exactly our like modern definition of metalcore, right? So it's kind of like Atreyu, Bullet for My Valentine, maybe almost a Shinedown sound, if that makes sense.
Okay, yeah.
They definitely still have breakdowns. And if you want to check out one song from this, I would say listen to Shed My Skin. That's probably the closest single that they had as far as the album as a whole from what I'm getting from all the singles. But I'm pretty excited for this one still. If you're a fan of Woven War when that was a thing before As I Lay Dying came back, if you're a fan of like Bleed From Within, that style of metalcore too, I think you could really like this album.
All right. There it is. Number four with Kill the Lights. Okay, Mike, number three.
All right. So number three, this is the one that surprised me this morning. And I completely forgot that there was a new Black Bear album coming out called Everything Means Nothing. If you don't know who Black Bear is, he's kind of a singer-songwriter, alternative hip-hop guy out of Daytona Beach. Probably undeniably released what a lot of people call the song of the summer last year with Hot Girl Bummer, which is on this album, strangely. A whole year's difference between a single and an album is kind of crazy to me. But there's some other bangers already on this, like Queen of Broken Hearts, Me and Your Ghost. I didn't even realize this was an album dropping, so that's why it kind of surprised me, but I've always been a huge fan of Black Bear. He's just kind of this fun, nice and easy hip hop with a little bit of a sad boy influence. And I think if you like, let me see, like Hoodie Allen, almost some of the R&B elements of 21 Pilots, things like that, you can really like Black Bear.
Yeah, there you go. No, it's, you know, in the pop world, albums are getting weirder and weirder, right? Because so much of it is just like they're a collection of singles that have already been released.
Exactly.
With like a few kind of deep cuts, it kind of mixed in. So, you know, you never know really what's going to come on an album, you know, in that genre. So, yeah, I'm excited for this one too. I remember I saw Black Bear open up for Fall Out Boy.
I also saw that tour.
Yeah, I had no idea who he was at the time. And right away, even, you know, opening up in an arena or wherever the show was, I was like, huh, like I'm going to check this guy out. This is really good. So here he is. He's hit the big time. So good for him.
Yeah, I'm actually really excited for this album. It should be pretty good.
All right. Well, we got two more on the list. Number two.
So number two, it's actually a side project. Davey Havoc from AFI's project Black Audio is releasing a new album.
Yes, Black Audio. I remember it coming out, like probably, I want to say like 2006 or 2007. And yeah, at the time it was like, kind of ahead of its time, like sort of dark electro pop.
Yeah, I definitely think it was.
Which people didn't really expect from AFI. And yeah, I guess they've been putting out records the whole time. I didn't even realize.
I mean, they really kind of took a break. I actually think they released a record last year or the year before, if I remember correctly. I think it was last year, but right at the beginning, maybe like a January album or something like that.
Okay.
And
okay.
I think they had been on hiatus until then, or at least I found this band with their last album, so who knows what they were actually doing before. I haven't dove deep enough. But with that first album coming out in about 2006, and even now I think they're really kind of ahead of their time with this almost dark emo lyricism on top of this almost synth wavy, really fun synth pop. Like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's just kind of almost like European dance music with emo lyricism over top, right? But they did a really cool thing, and they actually released the A side of their album about 2 or 3 weeks ago, just as a whole.
Oh, interesting.
And that was all their singles for the album. So we got to hear the entire front half of the album in order. I really like it. Some of my favorite songs are the lead track, Consort, and A Distant Light, the fourth track. I think those are pretty good examples of what Black Audio is and what this album is going to sound like. And
yeah,
I don't know, you never really see a band just straight up releasing the entire A side of the album and then like, okay, never. We're going to give you the full thing in a couple weeks.
No, I've never heard of that. And actually, I think that's really cool. Now, I don't know anything about this album and if it's a concept album or anything, but you know, a lot of times, like when you were talking about the power metal thing, it really would make sense for an artist to release an entire A side of an album, or even like, you know, a few tracks in a row to kind of like start the story, you know, so people can kind of get a handle on it. Because it happens so much with albums of every genre when you hear a couple singles and you're like, okay, and you're a little bit lost because the context of the record is gone. Then when you hear the record finally, you're like, oh, okay, I get where this fits into the album because of the other tracks that haven't been released yet. So I really like that approach of releasing, you know, a big chunk of the album kind of at once. That's really cool.
Yeah, it's a good concept. And I think it depends. Some bands, it would definitely work. Like, I think the power metal, where it's kind of a genre where a lot of people aren't looking for new power metal songs on playlists and things. They know the artists they like. I mean, if you're into power metal, 9 times out of 10, you like that power metal, or you like almost every power metal artist. But whereas, like, I don't know, say something more modern, like a metalcore band and things like that, I almost kind of like hearing the out of place songs just so that I can see if they're actually better fitting in the album than they are singles too. Sometimes that's just fun. So I don't know.
Okay, the moment we've all been waiting for after this. Okay, we're back. Mike, give it to me. What is the number one most anticipated album this week?
All right, so our number one most anticipated album this week, I know this has been on a lot of people's list for a long time, looking out for the sophomore record from this band. It's the new album from Point North called Brand New Vision.
Yes.
They're almost an alternative post-hardcore band, kind of modernizing the sound between the two and just kind of making a fun modern alt-rock sound, I think.
Yeah, I always thought this band was super underrated, super under the radar, and I really like them. And I guess technically this is actually their first full-length because all they've released before is kind of a couple EPs. And, you know, this with Hopeless Records putting this out and a lot of hype surrounding this, I think that this is really going to be the record that is going to take this band to really new heights if people like it.
Oh, and I do too. After this record, I can see them doing kind of things like fitting in the niche of Palisades, where Palisades is coming out and they're opening up for Bless the Fall, but they're also going out and they're playing for like Star Set and things like that. And I think this is really going to open up kind of a lot of different avenues for the band. And I mean, even looking at the singles that they put out, they've got a song featuring Kellen Quinn called Into the Dark, which is just kind of exactly what you expect from a new up and coming band in our scene. And then they've got another song called Brand New Vision, same name as the album, featuring a hip hop artist named by the name of D Wayne. I've never heard of him, but it's kind of this different, more pop take on the scene too. And I think that this album is really going to explode and allow them to go down a bunch of different channels.
Totally. Yeah. That's the thing that I think I've noticed most is when the, you know, last release came out, I kind of thought of them more as in the pop punk world and probably some of the tours they were doing. Mm-hmm. But when I listened to the singles from this, much more pop. So it will be really interesting to see if they do end up more mainstream. But actually, pretty cool thing about this album, I don't know if you knew this, Mike, So John, the singer, he produced the record himself in his own studio.
Oh, that's awesome.
And no, but even more awesome is they actually gave away the recording budget to charity.
Oh, that's great. So they just took their entire recording production budget from the label and gave it away to charity.
Yeah, exactly. And that is so cool, especially, you know, with everything going on, you know, in the world right now, to give back that, especially for a new band. I think that that's really cool. I mean, we need all the money we can get these days. We're not going on tour anytime soon. So I saw that and like, I was like, wow, that is, hey, kudos to them. So I think they're very deserving of having the top spot on this week's countdown.
Yeah. And I mean, it's great to see young guys like that in the scene coming out and just doing something good for their community too. So I didn't know that and I'm really excited for this album now.
Right? So incredible. So, okay, Mike, well, we did it. We did the thing. There are the top five. Let's round it out real quick. Number five was?
Number five is Abyss, the new album from Unleash the Archers.
There you go. Some power metal for you. Number four.
Number four is The Sinner, the new album from Kill the Lights.
Kill the Lights. Number three.
Number three is Everything Means Nothing by Black Bear.
There you go. Some pop for you. Number two.
Number two, we're looking at Beneath the Black Palms by Black Audio.
There you go. And number one, of course, was the new album from Point North. Make sure you check all these records out today because they're all out now. Any honorable mentions, Mike? Anything that we maybe, you know, missed or didn't talk about?
So a few honorable mentions as far as albums go. The Killers are putting out a new album. Do with that what you want. The Front Bottoms are putting out a new album. And then as far as our scene goes, we've got three singles that I know of that everybody should be looking out for. It's the new single from the band Secrets, a new single from the band Limbs, they're an upcoming post-hardcore band, and a new single from Makari, which is, in my honest opinion, one of the best almost swancore post-hardcore bands out there right now.
There you go. Shout out to Swancore. And a couple things that I noticed that maybe people missed too, there is a new Bright Eyes album coming out. They released their first song in 9 years.
Ooh.
So that's exciting for me. And also, Canadian Brothers in the Arkells, they have a new album out on Friday as well.
Good to know. I'll write that in my list right now.
There you go. Mike, we did it. Thank you so much again for the recommendations. And I'm very excited to talk to you next week and find out what you had for lunch.
No problem. Thanks for having me, Shane. Can't wait to tell you.
All this new shit. Got a new whip, got some new ice, got some new drip. Got rid of my old trash, got a new bitch. All this new shit, yeah. All this new shit, yeah. All this new shit, yeah. Got a new whip, got some new ice, got some new drip. Yeah. Got rid of my old trash, got a new bitch. All this new shit.